Long pass tended for Terry off the mark. Puck shot into an open net. It's wide. 3 seconds left. Ducks get it. They'll have to hang on to it as Edmonton hangs on. Winning by a goal, 3-2, and you can't say enough about the Anaheim Ducks' effort tonight here in Edmonton.
Yeah, so close yet so far here for the Anaheim Ducks. They battle back, tie it at two apiece there with that Jackson Lacombe bomb. And it was not Anaheim's night in the end as the home squad, Edmonton Oilers, take this one. But that wasn't for some hard effort from the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, they really laid it out all on that ice there. And this is, of course, the second of back-to-back games, two-game road trip that, this Ducks team, they played hard. And I thought they at least deserved a point there in overtime. Tough break.
Yeah, so did I. And since we're leaving, we're going to cut this portion short so Emerson and Alexis can talk on our post-game show about what we witnessed here, what they heard as well. I want to thank Jerry up here, longtime engineer for us. Outstanding job again. And, of course, Jay back at Skyview in the state of Arizona. Alexis Downey back with all of her pregame coverage and coverage throughout the game. She'll join Emerson Needham in a moment. Just one more announcement I have, and that's what's up next for the Anaheim Ducks. Sunday, January 5th at Honda Center, the Tampa Bay Lightning, an improving team of late. It's a 5 o'clock game. Good seats remain. If you can't be there in person, we hope you are. We're on the air at 4:30 that afternoon with our 30-minute pregame show, 5 o'clock play-by-play, Ducks in Tampa Bay. I'd like to thank everybody involved in this broadcast tonight and our partner in crime, Emerson Needham, along with Steve Carroll. Enjoyed the game. Some good things are happening, folks. Don't get discouraged. They got a big win the other night against Winnipeg. Fell a little short against Edmonton.
Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on Duckstream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks hockey.
It was a heartbreaker on the road tonight in Edmonton. The Anaheim Ducks falling in the final few minutes of the game, 3-2 to the Edmonton Oilers. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. We're joined also by Emerson Edom, who is in Edmonton at Rogers Place. Emmer, it came down to the very end of this one. The Ducks were down at one point in this game, started their comeback. However, unfortunately, Draisaitl was able to find a way to put Edmonton home.
Yeah, just you don't want to give the guy that much time and space there in the slot area. It was a beautiful play leading up to that shot. It was a wonderful shot, upper left side, not too much. Of course, Lukáš Dostál could have done about that one. It just, yeah, it's unfortunate. I just think one of the big storylines for the Ducks in tonight's game, just their turnovers, there were too many trickled in at sporadically throughout the game. I just, they needed better puck protection. Some of the 50-50 battles lost, it was proved very pivotal, and it wasn't their night, but the margins were so close. It all came down to really a Frank Vatrano missed opportunity on the breakaway. Of course, Jansen Harkins had a breakaway in his own right early on this game, so a missed opportunity for the Ducks that could have probably sealed it, and just too many turnovers, I think, over the course of the game.
And some of those turnovers where Anaheim got stuck in their own end, unable to get out, giving Edmonton plenty of chances on that end, despite the strong defensive play overall, once again, we saw in this game, specifically from Brian Dumoulin and Jacob Trouba on the NHL's top stars in Draisaitl and McDavid. Let's get into the highlights from this one. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins was the one to get on the board first for Edmonton, and it was on the power play in the first period.
Oh, there's a shot and a score. A pass from the side to the right of Dostal out in front, and a redirect in front of the goal crease. And they get a big goal here, and Ducks know all about this particular guy. It's 1-0 for the Edmonton Oilers.
And initially watching that play develop, it looked like Hyman was the one that got the goal. However, it actually went off Jackson Lacombe's stick, so Nugent-Hopkins awarded that goal.
Yeah, nonetheless, of course, Hyman just being posted up right there. That's where he does the most damage. And he, quite frankly, he was in the blue paint there, and it just it drew some eyes towards him. It made some of the Ducks skaters be a little bit more hesitant there, and went off, of course, one of the Ducks players, not credited to Hyman. So Nugent-Hopkins gets a big goal for Edmonton early on.
And a good power play Edmonton had. We knew that coming into this game. Olin Zellweger, the one to draw that penalty for the Ducks in the first period. 1-0 after one period of play. We moved into the second. The Oilers kept it rolling. Darnell Nurse got the second goal of the game for them. 2-0. However, before the period ended, Brett Leason, a nice breakaway. Put it.
Lots of action here in the last couple of minutes. Here comes the Oiler attack. Trying to add to a lead. Here's a breakaway for Leason by himself in on goal. Shoot, scores! Brett Leason has just put an eye back in the contest with a breakaway type goal. It's 2-1 Edmonton now.
That goal was so important in this game to give Anaheim some type of momentum at the end of the second there.
Yeah, you know what? Brett Leason is a player that, he could look raw in other areas of any which game, right? I don't think tonight was his best overall effort. Just some mishaps. He was part of some of the turnovers early on and over the course of later portions of the game. But he's just able to make these incremental, just big plays as he takes that puck and he outskates the Edmonton skater for that loose puck battle. He proceeds to go in on a breakaway. I just thought it was such a wonderful move. A couple pump fakes and backhand side stick handles before he goes back to the forehand and just slides it right under the pad of Skinner. And what a big time goal it was.
Nice use of speed from Leason there on that goal. 2-1 game after two periods of play. We moved into the third. Just a few minutes into it, back-to-back breakaways. The first for Anaheim, and then Edmonton followed.
All right. Here comes Anaheim with a lead breakaway feed in front of the net. A shot on around the goaltender for Edmonton. Gets a piece of that. Oilers come back. Shoot. Sprawling stuff by Dostal. Another whack at it. Oh, and another shot went wide. What a flurry of activity at both ends of the ice.
What a sequence of events right there. It's been back and forth. Two back-to-back breakaways. Both stopped big time.
And the breakaway for the Ducks to kick that off. Jansen Harkins, you mentioned that opportunity not too long ago, Emerson, that Harkins had to put it in the back of the net. Unfortunately, just a little wide there.
I need to pick your brain here for a second, AD. Is that proper grammar there, stop big time, or should I go with big time stop next time?
It flowed in the moment. So
okay.
I think it flowed in the moment.
We'll stick with it. Hey, that was a big-time sequence of events, as I mentioned on that call. And, look, that exemplified a lot of tonight's game. I just think Edmonton had the more quality of offensive zone entries. They had the better rushes. They just looked better in a lot of different areas. But it still shows a lot, this Anaheim Duck team being able to hang with this lethal Edmonton Oilers team. I mean, there's just so much firepower. And one of the things that hasn't been going well, or at least their way consistently, is goaltending for the Edmonton Oilers. And it just, I thought the Anaheim Ducks, they could have maybe taken advantage of that. But I tell you what, Stuart Skinner, he was just a tad better than when this team, of course, faced last time at Honda Center. And it just it was a different pace of play. This was a much better Edmonton Oilers team than the last game these two teams met. And just I don't think Anaheim was as good as last game. So the combination of the both it did favors for the home squad.
And we knew that Edmonton was going to be looking for revenge coming into this game tonight. Obviously, in the way they played, they were looking for that, and that's what they were able to get. Before that third period ended, though, Jackson Lacombe tied the game up. A power play goal, really nice shot from him, 6:53 into the period.
Toronto back out high for Lacombe. At the other point is Leo Carlson. Maybe he can get one here and get us even at two apiece. And the puck is sliced out towards Lacombe for Lacombe again to make a play. After Leo Carlson gave him the puck, waiting to see what he did with it. Now here's Lacombe. He'll shoot it. He does! And he scores! Jackson Lacombe fires one from inside the blue line that beats Skinner cleanly. And guess what? The Ducks have rallied from a 2-0 deficit here at Rogers Place to tie up the hockey game at 2-2.
What a ginormous JMG power play goal. Jackson Lacombe finds the upper right side. A lot of traffic in front of netminder Stuart Skinner. It's all tied up with an absolute beauty of a shot from the point.
Jackson Lacombe, the shots leader for the Ducks tonight. 5 shots on goal, getting that power play goal, a really big power play goal. And I thought it was very fitting, Emerson, that you just had that conversation with him prior to this game.
Yeah, you know, it's not fitting that I didn't get the right selection in the Twitter poll, though. That was not my pick. It was Frank Petrano.
None of us did.
But you know what? Hey, Jackson Lacombe, he was a shots on goal leader. His 7th of the year. Could you imagine? That one was assisted by Ryan Strome and Leo Carlson. So Leo gets on the board yet again, back-to-back games, as does Ryan Strome. So, look, it's a good feeling for a guy like Leo Carlson, right? Starting to put together games with multiple points in a row. But Jackson Lacombe, yeah, he's shooting well, he's skating well, and he gets it done there.
Definitely one of the best players on the ice for the Ducks in this game tonight. Late in the game, though, Leon Draisaitl would get the game-winning goal for Edmonton. Let's listen.
Another chance to move the puck up. That's Draisaitl, and you better keep close tabs on him. Back out high slot, Kulak to the right of Dostal. Centers it. Look out here. They score on a high shot. And not many goaltenders would have stopped that one. It was placed perfectly. This crowd erupts, and Draisaitl's given Edmonton a late lead of 3-2.
Just a heartbreaker there, especially because it felt like the Ducks were able to contain Draisaitl and McDavid a lot of times in this game. In particular, McDavid not able to get a point in this one, snapping his 12-game point streak. But Draisaitl, he knows how to finish.
Yeah, if it's not McDavid doing all the work, it's Leon Draisaitl, and that one was assisted by Zach Hyman and Darnell Nurse on what was a marvelous entry, marvelous passing play that it just ended up right on the stick of Leon Draisaitl, right down Main Street. That's the last guy you want with the puck in that area and that point in time of the game, and he makes no mistake with the upper left side shelf finish.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Emerson, in this postgame show and looking at some of the final stats from this game, Cutter Gauthier, only 13 shifts, 12-26 total on ice. Anything noticeable in him? Why he, you know, might have got sat throughout this game?
Yeah, like probably the last two games here for the Anaheim Ducks, I thought less guys were going. The fourth line, too many defensive zone or at least sustained defensive zone shifts. Cutter, Mac T, and Robbie Fabry. Now, I know they shuffled the lines up there late in the game, but they, too, spent way too much time in the defensive zone. Mac T looked a little off at times as well, but he started to pick it up. But point blank, only two out of the four lines going. For the most part, everyone was going there on the back end, but you got to have all four lines guns ablaze in here as the Edmonton Oilers lines were. It's just they were a lot of times magicians with the puck, beautifully orchestrating some ozone entries and just well execution. This game, if it wasn't for Lukáš Dostál, it could have just really heavily went in the way of Edmonton Oilers. So the Ducks are lucky to keep this one tight. I know they almost sealed the deal. If Frank Vatrano, that was just a big opportunity there on the breakaway. Same with Jansen Harkins. I know those two are thinking about those because they just want to get it done for their team, and it just didn't come about. So a couple tough breaks, hard work shown all game long by the Anaheim Ducks. Look, going into OT last night, coming back here, it was a tough situation. All cards stacked against the Anaheim Ducks, so they played well circumstantially. It just wasn't enough.
Was not enough in Edmonton. Thank you, Emerson. In your analysis here on the postgame show, we'll see you again on Sunday for the next game that the Ducks have. Safe travels back to SoCal, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't come out with the 2 points, but fun broadcast as always, AD. Appreciate the time, and yep, I'll see you when we get back home.
All right, and for those listening, stick around. We have a lot more on this post-game show talking about this game tonight. Ducks and Oilers. We'll be right back.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Welcome back to the post-game show. The Ducks falling on the road to complete their back-to-back tonight in Edmonton. 3-2, the final. Truly, like we said, a heartbreaker of a loss for the Ducks tonight, especially for the fact that they were really able to stick with it throughout this game. Yes, a lot of turnovers, some giveaways, getting stuck in their own end, but they did have their fair share of offensive chances. In fact, they outshot Edmonton in this game 29-26, just needing a few more of those to go in. And it's sort of odd how that stat this season about the Ducks scoring three or more goals and their wins on that end has continued to ring true, as they only had two goals tonight. So they got to score three. I guess that's the story of it this season. They got to score three in order to win some of these games. But in this case, that was definitely going to be the recipe for success. In talking a little bit more about this game, Emerson and I just broke down a lot of it, and he had some good points on just the way Edmonton came out, really controlling the play. They're strong in their transition game. The Ducks, though, back-checked well. I felt like at points in this game, they really, like I mentioned, just struggled to get out of their own zone, and some of the giveaways on that end was the result of that, and almost felt like at points it was just a little bit of lazy play, and it kind of makes me wonder, maybe not lazy, maybe just some tired legs, some fatigue after an overtime game last night. You got to be a little tired having to have the plane ride over to Edmonton today, but of course not an excuse. We've seen plenty of back-to-backs this season. This was the seventh back-to-back for the team this season. There's 13 of them, so we're more than halfway through at this point, and the Ducks know what they're getting when they're on a back-to-back. They've played quite a few of them recently, though. Let's get over to the text line now. Some of your thoughts on this game. Red from Buena Park. The Cardiac Kids almost pulled out the win again. Despite the loss, so much good tonight. Number one, Jackson Lacombe continues his breakout season scoring and as a more complete defensive player. Number two, the power play finally broke through and the Ducks' traffic in front of the opposing goalies are starting to yield goals. Yes, indeed. And the third, Dumoulin and Trouba continue to thrive as a shutdown pair, limiting McDavid and Draisaitl to only 1 point, which very rare to only see them between the two get 1 point. But like I mentioned, McDavid's 12-game point streak coming to an end tonight. That's pretty sweet that the Ducks were able to do that. But I have been very impressed by the way Dumoulin and Trouba have played when they've been paired on the ice together. Obviously, we've seen that shift a little bit just depending on the shifts on the ice. But when they are out there, they're out there to shut down those superstars, and that's what they were able to do tonight for the most part, and just speaks to that veteran experience that they have. Trouba getting a bit physical in this game, protecting Dostal on that one play when McDavid was trying to get the puck in the net. The whistle had blown, and Dostal, he was not too happy about that, nor was Jacob Trouba. I liked to see that defensive mechanism for his goaltender there. Good to see Trouba really start. I think that's a sign that he's really getting to know the team a little bit better too. Obviously, I mean, you're going to come in to a team and want to, you know, do your best, defend your goaltender, all the things that you need to do. But I don't know. I think it also shows that he's starting to really become a part of this Ducks team as well. The power play, man, we have been waiting for the power play to get going. Finally, 1-for-2 here tonight. The power play overall had 3 shots on goal. Jackson Lacombe's goal, that was a pretty one. And not only to your point, Red, about the traffic in front, but 2 players in that lane for Jackson Lacombe's goal. We saw Frank Vetrano up top, Leo Carlson mid to lower towards the Edmonton netminder. And when you can get that kind of traffic in the lane, but still manage to get the puck through all of that, very impressive. And Jackson Lacombe, he's doing so well for the Ducks this season. We knew that he was one of the players that the whole hockey operations staff was high on coming into this season. Very impressed by his off-season work off the ice and on the ice, everything he did in his summer. And I think that we're starting to see it. I mean, we already have been starting to see it, but he's getting that consistent time. He's been playing alongside Radko Gudas. He looked good tonight in particular. He was using his legs. He did not look fatigued in this game compared to some of the other Duck skaters here tonight. Obviously, like Emerson and I were discussing, the shift in the lines later in the third period, not as much time on the ice for some of the players, guys like Cutter Gauthier, not as much time, Isaac Lundstrom, Jansen Harkins, that's that fourth line there on that end, so third and fourth line overall. But yeah, it was just great to see Jackson Lacombe have another big game. He had the beginning of December, he was coming out hot in so many of those games, helping his offensive side of his game. But good to see that once again here tonight and against a very, very good Edmonton team. All right, another text that we got here, Daniel from Corona. What an absolute heartbreaker. Still really loving what I'm seeing out there and a lot to take away from this game. Also glad to see Zelly back on the ice. I'd love to be able to have both he and Minty play, not one or the other. Wouldn't that be nice? They have so many options on the back end. And the thing with this, too, that makes it very difficult. So you lose a guy like Cam Fowler, goes to St. Louis. You bring in a guy like Jacob Trouba, so another veteran. But you still have the same issue that you have young players that need to develop. Drew Helison has looked really good since he's been called up. He deserves to be in the lineup night in, night out. Same could be said, Olin Zellweger. He's looked great this season. He's fully with the Ducks this season, so obviously deserves his spot. Pavel Mintikov, another one. Played really well to start the season. Has had some up and downs throughout the season. You know, got to sit out, watch the team from afar. Gets to come back in mainly this week. Played well this week. Yeah, had a couple plays last game against Winnipeg, but opts to put Zellweger back in. So it's really tough when you're trying to develop these young players and you have to make these decisions as a coaching staff where, okay, who are we going to sit tonight? We don't want someone, as I mentioned in the pregame show, you don't want someone to sit too long. And, you know, it makes a difference when they sit multiple games because to just jump back into the action and you miss, say, 4 games or so, it's tough. So I think that the situation they're in, yes, it's great to have all the options back there, but it is difficult and would love to see both of them playing as well. But with the way things have been recently and the veteran experience we have on the back end, it's tough. So I do not envy the coaching staff to have to make these kind of decisions right now, but that's where the defensive core is at. And we know that they've been playing so well. They're looking so much more structured, and it's helped the team overall in these last few weeks. So hopefully they can keep it up and work to get the puck out a little bit more after this game here tonight. We're going to need to see that a little bit better. Those defensive breakouts need to be quicker compared to what we saw here tonight in Edmonton. So let's take a break. And when we return, we'll have some of the stats from this game here tonight, looking ahead to that next game on Sunday against Tampa Bay.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems like this one. It's Garth. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Come on. Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly what
he's got. All of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN
nosotros.
Radio.
The ball out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Sometimes rock and roll makes you want to take off your shirt and throw a TV out the window. Other times, you want to relax and take it easy. For the latter feeling, head to Soft Rock Hits on TuneIn. Your home for exploring rock's shy, sensitive side.
It's you and me forever.
Search Soft Rock Hits to listen.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs. Do a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
We're back with the post-game show now to share some of the stats from this game. Ducks 29 shots on goal, Edmonton 26, something I shared previously. Face-offs tonight, not so good on that end. 39.2%, Edmonton 60.8% there. The power play, though, 50%, 1-for-2 on that end. So good to see the Ducks able to finally get going there after it would have been six games now. It was that Utah game. So 6 games ago was their last power play goal. Edmonton, though, 1-for-1 on that end. On that note, though, good that the Ducks stayed disciplined after that Zellweger penalty, that high-sticking penalty in the first period, to not allow any more chances for that Oilers power play. We don't want to see them getting those chances. Ducks 14 hits, Edmonton only 3 on that end, 12 block shots, 14 for Edmonton. Now, this next one, interesting. 4 giveaways versus Edmonton's 18 giveaways. Felt like there was a lot of turnovers from the Ducks, especially in their own zone. So that's an interesting way to have that stat there. But anyways, and Edmonton 5 takeaways, only 1 for the Ducks in this game. So overall, those are some of your stats. And as I mentioned on the broadcast, Ryan Strome continues his point streak now. 4 games with points as he got an assist in this game. Leo Carlson also an assist. And then, of course, the 2 goals, Brett Leeson and Jackson Lacombe. So that's where your Ducks are at in this game here tonight in Edmonton. One of the things, though, I think to take away from this, and I really liked what Steve shared at the end of the game broadcast, was don't be discouraged by this game tonight, because what we saw from the team, they fought back. They tied the game up. They fought back and tied the game up. And they showed that resiliency, that mindset, that playoff mindset that we were talking about last night. Two home games before they head out on the road for a long trip, their longest trip of the season. Six games on the road in 10 days. It's a game every other day. So a lot of hockey to be played on that road trip and a lot of different cities as a part of that one. But they got to get through their next two home games, as I mentioned, Sunday against Tampa Bay. We'll have the pregame show for you at 4:30 on Sunday, so make sure to join us. But if you'd like to stick around here tonight and listen to the replay of this Ducks and Oilers game, you can after the break. Otherwise, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you so much for tuning in for the postgame show. Catch us again Sunday, 4:30. The final score at Rogers Place tonight, 3-2 in favor of the Edmonton Oilers. Thank you for tuning in for the postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go Go.
Yes. You keep saying you got something for me. Search Country a Go Go or ask your device to play Country a Go Go on TuneIn.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to DuckStream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. Live news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more.
Israel soldiers have fought back. With
live sports play-by-play from the NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball.
It's over. Time to say it again.
Non-stop exclusive music stations for every mood and activity, like today's hits, country roads, and more. And radio stations from around the world, from anywhere you are in the world. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
No. Oh my, wait, oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.